Hi, I'm Joanna Fantozzi, senior editor of Nation's Restaurant News, and I'm this week's guest host of Takeaway with Sam Okus. This week, I spoke with the newly announced CEO of And Pizza, Mike Burns. Mike talked to me about what it's been like to take the reins from And Pizza co-founder Michael Lastoria and how he's bringing the brand back to its funky alt-culture roots. Besides making a mental note to get an ampersand tattoo ASAP, my main takeaway from this episode is that it's incredibly difficult to balance restaurant growth with authenticity, especially if you happen to be a pizza chain with an alternative culture that encourages its employees and customers to get weird on 420. Once you start growing, it's only natural that some of that culture will rub off. More stores does mean more profit, but it also means more opportunities to dilute that strong brand image, especially when you begin franchising like And Pizza has done. But I do think it's possible. Just look at Ben & Jerry's. They're known for being a politically active brand, and that hasn't changed much over the years. And kudos to new CEO Mike Burns of And Pizza for bringing back that brand edge. I can't wait to grab a slice myself. Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you so much, Joanna, for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, congratulations on being named CEO of And Pizza.
Thank you. It's been a fun 5 months drinking through a fire hose, right? But it's been a really good time, really good team, great brand. So really excited.
Yeah, absolutely. We are really familiar with the brand. I've spoken to Michael Lastoria quite a bit over the years. It's such an interesting brand. I'm curious, what drew you to the company?
Part of it was Michael, right? I mean, when they reached out and they were looking for a CEO, first you want to know why, right? Like what's going on? And Michael built this brand to something beautiful, right? The ampersand stands for unity and community and bringing people together. And it was a big, positive for me that he's remaining with the brand in the founder role. You know, I'd heard of And Pizza, familiar with And Pizza. I've seen Michael's, you know, videos and, you know, the fight for 15 before anybody else was doing that kind of stuff. And just the way he spoke about the brand and the way the stores ran in their heyday and, you know, how people could just be themselves was a big positive for me. And then visiting the stores, I saw a lot of opportunities, right? So the things that Michael built and preached about and talked about, when he started to step away from the business, they just kind of went, you know, not away, but they weren't the same, right? Michael was living in the restaurants every single day. And when he wanted to step back into a founder role, and kind of handed the reins to some different people, they kind of just lost their edge a little bit. So for Michael to want to come back and be the full-time founder and be heavily invested in the business and have somebody else run the business components of it was a perfect match for me to have the founder still here talking about the brand and having somebody like me who shares his values around people and unity and team to partner together to kind of get this back to where it was.
That is actually a great segue into my next question. So I'm curious, what is something that you've been there for a few months already? What is something that you would want to change or evolve about And Pizza in your new position? And also something that you would want to keep the same about the brand?
So it's funny, the answer is kind of the same, right? So I think the things we want to add to And were the things that made it great when it started, right? Like people could be themselves. Now wear your hat backwards, wear a hoodie to work, you know, net tattoos, green hair, like that's all part of the brand. And I think over time it became a little bit too corporate. So that kind of went away, right? Some of it was COVID related, right? Everybody's kind of scared hiding under their beds. Like, what do we do? So it was, you know, it's a big thing for me, especially in the East Coast where it's little, they were really, you know, way more COVID conscious than maybe the rest of the country was. So they were slower to come back. So I think to bring that level of, hey guys, we're going to be okay. Let's go back to hiring the employees we used to hire before. Let's not be scared anymore. Let's just be us, right? And look, whatever us is, that's okay. Like if you, you know, whatever your political leanings are, we don't care. Whatever you look like, we don't care. We just want you to come in, have a great time, and serve great pizza. And I think for a brief period of time, that just wasn't there anymore. So when you say the things you want to add, it's the same stuff that was here before. The foundation was already set. So for me, it was really easy to come in. The playbook had already been written. Right. So a few other changes we looked at were, again, going back to the old school way of doing things. We took some, you know, menu items off the menu. Like the Farmer's Daughter Pie was a huge seller for us for a long time and it went away around 2018. A lot of the reason was operational complexity. It was very complicated to make operationally. So we've come in and said, look, if we're selling a lot of these things, we will figure out a way to operate. So we've tweaked the recipe just slightly to make it a little easier on ops. We feel like it's a big opportunity to bring that back. So we'll bring that back at some point in May. And we're really excited about that. So we're kind of, you know, what are we changing? We're just bringing it back to where it used to be.
That is a really great example. And it's something that's really interesting is presumably when a brand is, when a company is successful, and that means they're growing, et cetera, then it kind of goes hand in hand with becoming more corporate. And so I guess, how do you make sure that that doesn't happen while at the same time you guys are presumably under your leadership growing and getting better and all that?
To me, it's, we have all company operated restaurants now. We have three franchisees in New Jersey. So 51 company operated stores and then three franchise locations. So for company operated locations, it's easy, right? We can hire, fire, you know, run promotions. Like we, you know, we can dictate the speed of what we want to do things. Franchisees are a little bit different. So we're going to grow primarily through franchising. And for us, it's about choosing the right franchisees, right? If you're not edgy or willing to be edgy, if you're not willing to run certain promotions that we want to run, if you don't want to work in an environment where the music's really loud and, you know, people can be themselves, you're probably not the right franchisee for us. So we're going to try to partner with folks who love the brand, love the food, care about their people. And if that matches right, if we select them and they select us and it's a good, you know, partnership, it should be fairly easy to grow and keep our roots. Want to be huge in the community, very community-based, a lot of fundraising, a lot of partnerships with schools and churches and other organizations. And I think we just need to continue that outside of DC.
Yeah, and that's a big transition too. And what do you think that might look like to go from kind of mostly company-led growth to franchisee-led growth?
You know, I came from a franchise. I've always done company restaurants my whole life until the last 4 years. And my last 4 years has been completely franchising. So to get that experience under my belt, and kind of know what it's like to build an FDD, you know, hire the right people in companies to help you find the right franchisees and partner us with them, attend a lot of trade shows, get the word out, start talking about the brand again. You know, Ann Pizza was talked about all the time, and Michael did a great job of doing road shows and talking about it. So that's going to be a big piece of what he does now is talking about the brand. And he'll help us in that where he goes out and he will talk to a group of people about why he made Ann Pizza, what his reasons behind the brand were, and why we decided to franchise. We just want to grow this thing. We feel like it should be outside of just our core market. And what better, we can't have our fingertips on everything, right? So if we find a group that wants to build in Nashville or Charlotte or, you know, outside of Philly, and they live in that community, that's important to us. So we want the people that run the locations to be in their markets. And we just can't, we're based in DC. Like I can't, it's hard for me to operate restaurants out in California with a small team that I have. I'd have to have somebody based there to run those stores. So that's why I think it's important for us to franchise.
Yeah, it sort of sounds like you guys are saying, we're back, baby, pretty much.
That's exactly what we're saying, yeah.
Gonna be honest, I like I said, NRN, we talked with Michael a bunch of times. He'd come to our events. And I feel like I hadn't heard from you guys in a while. And I remember thinking kind of, where is Ann Pizza? So it's exciting to hear that you guys are kind of like back at it again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we're definitely back. We're talking internally all the time, like, hey, we're back. We're going into stores. The music's cranked up. Like it kind of, again, COVID changed a lot of brands and we were no different, right? I mean, people were kind of scared to operate and then they were bringing customers in like, hey, is the music too loud? A couple customers complained. It's like, you know what, guys, here's who we are. If you don't want to come in and hear loud music, if you don't want to come in and have, you know, have to scream to order your, place your pie order and I'll scream back at you to confirm it, like it's probably not the right pizza shop for you to attend. Mm-hmm. So we can't be one, we can't be, fit everybody. So we know who we're going after now as a customer, and which is really important to us to know who we are, stand on our laurels, and, you know, hopefully the customers see that we are back.
Yeah, absolutely. And so definitely something I would love to get into talking about as the tech reporter. I wanted to ask you about the tech stack makeover that you initiated since joining Ann Pizza. Can you go into more detail on what the decisions you made were there?
Yeah, we had this very robust, like a Ferrari of technology in our restaurants now, right? It was homegrown. We were ahead of the curve. We did all sorts of, you know, when you walk in the restaurant and you can place your order and see your name pop up on the screen, you know, your order's being, you know, made by so-and-so, now it's ready. We did that before anybody else did. But to me, we had this Ferrari of a system and didn't have the staff to operate it the way that it should. So I had to make a decision, right? Do I hire 15 people in IT to make this thing as great as it could be and was and, you know, will be down the road? Or do I spend that money on and bodies on operations and focus on selling pizza and finding somebody else to kind of take care of our baby that we got to this certain point that we just don't have the manpower to operate? So for us, especially if we're going to franchise, we had to have something that was ready out of the box. Yes, we lose some features and functionality, but we think from a ease of use and everything talking to each other, you know, anytime Apple or Google updated something, we'd have to build, you know, update our APIs and spend time and resources against that, as opposed to finding the right sauce, dough, cheese, bacon, vegetables to put on our pies. So for us to partner with, you know, Toast, Olo, and then Thanks from a loyalty provider, where it just works out of the box and they manage it for us. Again, like we had to make a decision. And to me, that was the what got us operating our restaurants better, faster.
It's a decision that a lot of operators are making this year. Funnily enough, I feel like I've seen people do the opposite. Some of the larger restaurant chains have made decisions over the past year to go from outsourced tech to in-house. And so it's kind of interesting that you guys kind of decided to do the opposite.
Yeah, it was strictly a manpower-based decision. And we've had a lot of discussions internally. It's going to be hard for us to see because somebody's going to take this over and make it what we want it to make. And it's going to be out there and we're going to like not be disappointed that we're not the ones using it, but like we'll be proud that somebody took the platform that we built and made it better. Cause it's a really good engine, right? It runs, but we just don't have the manpower to operate it. So it's kind of bittersweet for us to kind of step away from that and let somebody else take care of it. But I think it's the right thing to do for the brand and for AndOS is what we call it. We think it's the right thing for both.
Mm-hmm. And you want to then put that manpower into developing and making good pizza. So,
yeah, exactly. I mean, good people, good pizza, franchising. You know, we have stores been around 12 years now, right? So it's time to upgrade some restaurants and remodel in some places. And we just had to make a decision of where we're going to spend our capital. With only 50-something restaurants, like we only have so much to work with. So it didn't make sense for us to use it for technology.
Yeah. That makes sense. Something that I had always found interesting about And Pizza is it sort of had become known for this sort of low-tech technology approach. I don't know if that's the right phrase for it, but I'm talking specifically about the texting hotline, which is kind of something fun and interactive and sort of seemed to be ahead of the curve in some ways. Do you think that that type of technology or interactivity with both employees and customers still has a place at the company?
Does we still have the texting feature now? We're not sure if we're going to keep it or not. We feel like with, you know, there's so many different social media platforms now out there that we can interact with on a daily basis. You know, we have a GX team that if somebody had a problem with their order or wants to tell us how great we were or how bad we were that day, we have a team that will answer those now via text. But we've also partnered with Tattle, who is kind of, you know, customer service. We're trying to take our focus and put our people focused on pizza. Right. So we're partnering with these different companies that will help us really be highly engaged with the customer, but be able to help us in the back end run the engine, not for us. Right. So I also think it's important for the district managers we call them district leaders, to interact with the guests if they have a problem. So this new platform will allow us to, if there's somebody in my market was doing a poor job and I was a district leader, I would get the alert that so-and-so came in, their food wasn't made right, or it took too long to be delivered or whatever. And I'm the person now reaching out to the customer to say, hey, look, I'm sorry, we screwed up. You know, I oversee this location. How can we make it right? Or here's what we're going to do better. So I feel like it gives us a much more personal approach. But there's still ways we're you know, I don't know if you've paid attention to our social at all this week. We've really ramped it up a little bit. We launched a new pie on Monday. And we're interacting with customers on Twitter and Instagram and some other places where we can really kind of play and engage and bring awareness to the brand and have fun with our guests.
Mm-hmm. I'd love for you to tell our listeners about the new pie.
Yeah, we have this pickle pie that we launched last year. So while I was looking at the brand and kind of going through the interview process, I saw they launched this pickle pie and it was the first time they launched it and it was a good pie. But there was nothing, you know, super, the POP was just okay. There was nothing really intriguing to bring me in. You know, it was called a pickle pie. So we happened to be on a call, a team call, figuring out like, hey, we got to order these pickles. We got to get the POP ready. And our supply chain person was trying to say dill pickle and said dickle. And I texted our marketing guy, said, that's it. That's the name of the pizza. Like, that's the pie. And so we launched the Dickle Pie on Monday, which allows us, again, to be kind of snarky and quirky and play with our customers, And we, you know, told customers on Monday that, you know, try the Dickel, Big Dickel Energy. Like, we're really excited about the pizza. And we've had a lot of interaction, both positive and negative, which is always good, on social for us. And we've responded almost in live time to as many people as we can. So we're excited about it. People seem to be engaged. The pie's selling quite well for the first 3 or 4 days. So we're excited about this one.
And it's on trend because I feel like I've seen pickles as an ingredient in various types of categories across the restaurant industry.
Yeah, no, we think so too. Again, we tried it last year, but we also, you know, we didn't really have a beginning and end to LTOs before. We kind of did. So this year we do. Like, we started on Monday. We're going to end it around Cinco de Mayo is the plan. But we are also going to use pickles for a few other exciting items that we're not ready to talk about yet that will launch this summer that will also have pickles on it. I think the pickles will stay on our menu as opposed to coming in and out. The Dickel will go away, but we'll also have some other menu items that we can leverage with the dill pickle that we think customers will really like.
Yeah, and I think that that makes sense because a lot of, let's say, the larger pizza companies have this LTO calendar and they just kind of churn through kind of new products. So it's probably a strategy that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we're not ready to talk about specifics yet, but we think our LTO calendar this year is wild. Like, it's going to be a lot of fun. I think customers are going to like it. Again, it goes back to what we did back in the heyday, 2015, 16, 17, where we had new pies every, you know, 6 or 7, 8 weeks. We're doing that again. We're going to launch a few new knots down the road. We think the knots are our secret on our menu. We have one right now, so we're going to, you know, expand that line, some permanent and some LTO. We'll add some dessert knots that we're going to work on in the kitchen. Like, one of them is a s'mores knot, which is just outrageous. So, like, we are really excited about just Chef Joe Fahey has done a great job for us managing the menu. He's been here for 5 years and we've kind of unlocked him. Like, hey, Joe, like, I want you to push me really hard. I want to tell you no. And I probably won't. If the food's really good, like, we'll let you go with it. If we can source it and the food cost is low and the customers will like it, like, just be you and go create. So he's done a phenomenal job for us building up this menu. So we're stoked.
The s'mores knot sounds really good. I will definitely have to try it. And hopefully your franchisee in New Jersey will be able to expand a little bit more, because as of right now, I don't think there's any locations nearby me in Jersey, but
we'll get you some to try. Don't worry. We'll figure it out.
And the other new thing that I saw that you kind of are rolling out is the loyalty program and mobile app. So it's so interesting because over the past couple of years, it feels like a lot of brands have been unveiling loyalty and rewards overhauls. So I'm curious what makes And Pizza's different besides I love the name.
Yeah, we've launched the Dead President's Club. We launched it last week on Pi Day. We're really excited about it. I mean, if you sign up, you're automatically a Washington, then you're a Lincoln if you earn a certain amount of And coins. And then you're a Franklin and you're going to say, hey, well, Franklin wasn't a president. Like, we know, but he's still in the club and we don't care. So that's part of the beauty of And Pizza, that everybody kind of belongs, president or not, dead or alive. Like, you're in the Dead President's Club and you can sign up. But we partnered with Thanks and we think that they're different, kind of like we are. You know, a lot of places, you know, just send a promo out, $8.99 pie today, or hey, I earned 500 points and I get a $5 off coupon. This, you'll be able to earn And coins, which is kind of our play on Bitcoin, and you can use it for discount. You can choose what you want to use it for. So I can use it, you know, I can use my 500 And coins for dollars off the pie. I can use it for a custom hoodie. I can use it for merchandise. I can use it for, you know, also we're going to add experiences like, hey, I earned 1,000 points. I want to spend the day in the kitchen making pizza. We'll offer that to certain members of our loyalty team. So we just think we can do more than just give away discounted product. Like, anybody can do that. We want people to come to the brand and stay, not just come to the brand because our food's discounted. So we think by offering merchandise and, you know, gear and swag and all this other stuff will really help us build the brand, not only in DC, but the rest of the country.
It sounds like you're really gearing that that app and program toward a younger demographic, which that's what we've seen is really the younger demographic, Gen Z and millennials. They kind of want more out of loyalty than just discounts, as you said, and they want kind of that experience and be able to be loyal to the brand for more than just, oh, I got $5 off.
Yeah, we think people are kind of sitting around waiting for us to, like, text them that we have a pie for $8.99. So we think that kind of hurt us. We also think it kind of devalued our product, which we don't want. So now we hope they sit around and see, like, what the hell are these guys going to say next? So, like, that's kind of what we're hoping for. We can do a lot more with push notifications where we couldn't before. So we can also do things really fast. We're a small team. So if something comes up that's on trend, you know, whether it's, you know, with sports or, you know, politics or whatever, we feel like we can, you know, jump right in and, you know, say our two cents and then back out and let our customers kind of talk about it. So this Thanks allows us to do that with the app. You go to the app. We're still kind of tweaking some of the design features, but you log on, you're going to see Abraham Lincoln in a pink mohawk or George Washington with an "and" tattoo on his neck. Like we're excited about the things we can do with this app.
Okay, hear me out. Here's my pitch. I have an idea because it's also not a president, but I feel like it'd be fun to say that if you tag And Pizza on social media, post something, a picture of something, an And Pizza, and do something with it. And then if you tag And Pizza in it, then you might have the opportunity to earn some rewards points, and that would be called the Hamilton My Shot.
Oh, I like it.
Photo, because you're taking a shot of the photo. Of
I like
the
it. We are working on something very similar to that now. So I don't know if you've bugged our office to kind of hear what we're doing, but we are working on some stuff where we're going to have a secret tier that might not show up on the app, but if you do certain things via social and some other stuff, you will be in the club. Like, for example, I can tell you one of the things now is if you get an ampersand tattoo, you are automatically in this new fourth, you know, hidden level that accesses you to so many things that other customers won't have, but it'll be a very direct, you know, us to them, not through the app, but very engaging with customers. So there's things that they can do to earn that, and getting a tattoo is one of those things. But yeah, we're heavily involved right now in talking about, hey, take a picture of this, tag us, and there's rewards for you on the back end. So you could work for us if this reporter can
exactly.
Work out, like don't tell my marketing guy, but yeah.
And then I was just curious, besides what we've already spoken about today, what can we expect from And Pizza down the line? I'm curious if you have any specific goals for the rest of 2024 and beyond.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to focus on this year still building the foundation, right? We're going to start franchising sometime over the summer. So we'll be ready to really talk about that. So if, you know, you and I chat in a month from now, I think we'll be able to talk about exactly how we're going to franchise, the markets we're looking at. Hopefully we'll have a few under our umbrella by then, ready to go and build. But we're really about to embrace 420, right? That's a big play for us in the market. We were doing stuff around 420 before anybody else was. Now everybody's kind of caught up. So in typical And fashion, we're probably going to toe the line even further. So we're not really ready to talk about it yet, but we are, we're working on some things for the month of April that we think will, hit their peak on 420, and will be a really fun day for our customers and employees. And, hopefully we'll have some fun on social media with that as well. And then we'll get through that. We're going to go right into Cinco de Mayo. We're going to launch a Mexican street corn pie, which is really good. We haven't totally figured out the recipe or the name for it yet, but that one is our next LTO. And then we'll be heavily engaged in Pride Month in June. So we really think we have a lineup of food on trend topics to talk about, and some, you know, people join the team that can help us grow. So we're excited about where we're going.
I look forward to hear more. I think that's all the questions I have then. Thank you so much, Mike, for talking to me today and getting me caught up on what's been going on at And Pizza. Congratulations again on being named a CEO, and look forward to hearing more in the future.
Yeah, thank you so much. This has been fun. So, yeah, thank you.